I mean, they the next opponent, you know. That's it. You know, I mean, it's nothing. It's football. You know, we just preparing like any other week.
Belichick's big thing is always he's going to take away whoever your best offensive player is. That's, you know, for years that's been his MO.
Mm-hmm.
What do you expect out of their defense on you?
Probably two man, but we got a lot of guys on the offensive side of the ball that can make plays in the running game. All those guys out the backfield in the passing game. We got Sanu, Hardy, Gabe. You know, we got a lot of guys can beat one on one and man to man. So. We'll just wait to see what they're going to do to us. Bill, like, watching film, he does, you know, occasionally try to take the number one guy away and double him and make the quarterback and the offense go through other guys. But I don't think that task will be too big for the other guys on the team because they can handle it. So
their secondary looks a little different. You know, no Logan Ryan. They bring in Gilmore. What kind of challenges did they present? I mean, Gilmore's kind of been their number one guy. I know he's been a little banged up.
You know, at the end of the day, it's about us. You know, we're not looking at, you know, them in that aspect of, you know, for us, what they have over there. Like, oh, they got Gilmore, they got this guy, they got that guy, they lost this guy, they lost that guy. At the end of the day, we got to go out there and pay and be fundamentally sound in everything we do, for us, route up, things like that, and just communicating and being on the same page.
The question
Coach talked about getting more plays, offensive plays in general, to be able to get you more touches and get more explosive plays down the field. You guys kind of talked about that this week, about, hey, you know what, 50 plays is not enough for us.
Yeah, we just got to sustain drives then. I haven't looked at how many plays we've been out there on the field, things like that. You know, so we just got to sustain drives longer. Or just score quicker, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it doesn't matter, you know, about, I guess, the plays and things like that. If the shot's there, we obviously should take them and make them. But, you know, we're just going to take what they give us and, you know, and we'll see what happens Sunday.
You talked about being focused on just being fundamentally sound. Have you noticed that not being the case maybe the last couple of games?
No, I'm just saying that's just for us to get better. That's it. Like, it's all about communicating. You know, either getting better or you're getting worse, and those things – to get better at always consistency, you know, and it's about communicating week in and week out. Once you don't communicate, then something's going to go wrong, you know, so everybody has to be on the same page at all times, and it's always good, and it's a good trait to keep working on.
You talked about communication. Sark said in the preseason, I remember him saying this, he said, hey, you know, I'm open and receptive to suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you guys have been here, you've been here in a system that he threw some wrinkles in,
yeah,
stuff like that. So, I mean, how has that gone? I mean, have you had that back and forth and say, hey, yeah, coach, you know, I see this and I see that?
Yeah, I mean, we talk on the sidelines and things about what we see. You know, he does his best to get things going and try to play into, like, okay, he's basically at the end of the day, Sark believes in us and believes in what we're telling him, you know, and so he'll try to dial it up. But, you know, it's all about timing, too, as well, you know, during the game. You just can't be like, okay, you seen this? Okay, we're just going to call this. Everything is timing. You got to set things up. You got to set plays up. So, and, you know, in the past, the past is the past, you know. So we're on to the next now. Great week of preparation. You know, every day we're just trying to get better.
And you just said that, you know, sometimes you go to the sidelines and say that to him, but now he's up in the box.
Yeah, he's in – well, this last game he was in the box. But, I mean, we got Raheem Morris down there. You know, he can communicate with him and, hey, the guy's saying this, the guy's saying that. So, you know, Raheem, he's like the middleman for us to get to Sark.
So, I mean, the kind of eye-popping stat I've seen fans tweet about and things like that is one red zone target this year. Is that a problem for you? Is that a problem in your eyes?
No, it's not a problem for me. If team's going to continuously try to take me away, as long as we're scoring touchdowns, as long as we're getting points, that's all that matters. You know, fans and, you know, with fantasy and things like that, you know, at the end of the day, like, we're trying to win games. We're trying to win ball games. It's not about stats. I'm not a stat guy. You know, we're trying to go out here and be successful.
Coach Quinn said on Monday to, you know, one of Vaughn's questions, you know, there are times when even if Julio is double-teamed, we're going to throw him the ball. I mean, you think of the Seattle game last year. How do you kind of pick and choose those spots, I guess, when it's just – we got to get him the ball.
Well, I'm not throwing the ball.
True.
You know, and I don't know if he's under duress and things like that. You know, when do you take those shots? You know, like I said, because I have all the confidence in the world that, you know, the other guys that are getting singled up and man-to-man, they're going to win, they op. So, when I just go out there, I just try to do my best on every play, you know, regardless of what they're trying to do. Even though they're putting two guys on me, I'm still going out there full speed because I owe it to my brothers to go out there and go full speed.
You guys just seemed to blow doors offensively almost every game last year. Were people expecting too much that you just come out and just, you know, play at that level again or
well,
at that level again?
This is the thing, though. We don't, like, here, it's this organization, you know. We're not worrying about external factors and people thinking this, thinking that. It's all these expectations outside of these walls. Like, we know who we are. We know what we got to do, and it's continuously keep working, you know, point blank, period. You know, you can't go out here and try to satisfy other people. Oh, yeah, well, I got to do this for this and that. No, we got to stay tight in here because once you start letting outside, you know, interference get into the locker room, then it becomes a problem. Then you're not tight. Then you start blaming people. Oh, we got to do this. We got to do this. We got to do that. No, we just got to do what we do and stick together and just keep growing.
Well, let's talk about just internal expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys played to those offensively?
On no side of the ball have we played our best ball yet. No side. You know, we keep working. You know, it's going to come. But we just got to believe it and keep working, and which we do.
Coach said something about there being a little edgy this week, you know, but in a good way. Do you see that? You know, that guys a little bit on edge this week, you know, kind of frustrated still about the Dolphins and just got a little edge.
Well, no, we're frustrated. Never frustrated, you know, here. Like I said, it's a process. Everything is a process. It's one of those things you work hard and you don't get the results you want, but you don't quit, you know. When you have success, it's all about keep getting up and keep going to work and keep going to battle. And that's what we stand here. That's what we're about here, and that's what we're going to continuously do.